This is Radio Nepal. I am Seetu Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda assures addressing demands of energy entrepreneurs. Opposition party CPN-UML demands Prime Minister's resignation, disrupts National Assembly session. And South Korea supports Japan's Fukushima water release plan backed by UN Safety Review. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has informed that the government will make maximum efforts to address the demands raised by energy entrepreneurs. In a meeting with the officials of the Independent Energy Producers Association of Nepal, today at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar, he said that efforts will be made by the government to provide compensation to the project damaged by the flood. The Prime Minister informed that necessary preparations and initiatives are being taken to implement the agreements reached during the recent concluded visit to India. Independent Energy Producer Association's President Ganesh Karki informed that necessary correspondence is being done for the more and more matters will be clarified soon. The National Assembly faced disruption during its session today as the main opposition party, CPN-UML, demanded the resignation of the Prime Minister. As the session commenced, opposition parliamentarians stood up from their seats, causing chaos in the parliament. However, the chairperson, Ganesh Prasad Timmasena, allowed an opposition parliamentarian, Vimala Gimiri, to speak. Gimiri stated that the Prime Minister should resign due to his recent controversial statement, declaring that she would not permit the meeting to proceed. Despite Chairperson Timmal Sinha's plea to maintain the dignity of the National Assembly, the opposition parliamentarians refused to cooperate, resulting in the postponement of today's meeting. The next session is scheduled for Sunday, July 9th at 11:31 a.m. Arrest warrants have been issued against four former secretaries on the charge of their involvement in the Balwatar-based Lalita Nivas land misappropriation scam. Nepal Police spokesperson Deputy Inspector General Kubar Kadayat informed arrest warrant has been issued against then secretaries Deep Basnet, Chabi Raj Panta, Dinesh Hari Adhikari and Narayan Gopal Maliko on the charge of their involvement in the transferring the government land in the name of individuals. According to the police spokesperson, former Joint Secretary Sudhir Shah has been already arrested in this connection, while Basnet, who is also the former Chief Commissioner of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, is absconding. The police sought arrest warrants from the court against the former four secretaries. Police have again initiated an investigation against those who transferred 114 rupees land of Lalita Nivas in an individual's name through forgery. Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has assured that the government will not collapse as it enjoys strong support from the people. Speaking at an event organized by the Press Center Nepal Kathmandu branch, Sharma emphasized that the government is performing well and there is no valid reason for its collapse. Sharma stated that the government has the unwavering backing of the people and anti-corruption initiatives have created a sense of unity between the government and the citizens. Minister Sharma added the ruling coalition is firmly committed to this government and is taking resolute steps. Additionally, Sharma informed that the government is actively progressing with the Federal Civil Service Act and the Federal Education Act. Nepali Congress leader and member of the House of Representatives Deepak Khadka recently appealed to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to provide relief to the flood victims in Sankhuwa Sabha. Khadka visited the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar to urge him to arrange federal government assistance for those affected by the landslide and floods that occurred on June 17th. According to Khadka, 18 houses were damaged, 4 hydropower projects were completely destroyed, and 6 others suffered partial damages. He also highlighted the potential shortage of food grains in the affected areas due to the loss of paddy fields caused by the floods. Additionally, he drew the Prime Minister's attention to the 19 missing workers who were employed in the hydropower projects. So far, 2 bodies have been recovered and 3 individuals have been rescued. The floods also caused significant damage to bridges, disrupting transportation in the region. In response, Prime Minister Dahal assured Khadka that the government is committed to supporting flood and landslide victims and pledged to promptly address their problems. He stated that he was fully aware of the situation in the eastern districts and had already instructed the relevant authorities to install Bailey Bridge as an immediate solution. Chief Minister of Kosi Province Uddhav Thapa, who was appointed to the post yesterday, took oath of office in secrecy today. Kosi Province Chief Parsuram Kapung administered oath of office to Chief Minister Thapa as per the Article 168(2) of the Constitution. Likewise, Kapung administered oath of office to the newly appointed ministers Kamal Prasad Jabegu and Pradeep Kumar Sunwar. The ministerial portfolios have not been allocated to Jabegu and Sunwar so far. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. South Korea has expressed confidence in Japan's plan to release treated water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant, stating that it believes the proposal meets international standards. This comes after a review by the United Nations Atomic Agency concluded that the plan was safe. South Korea's assessment, based on its own inspection of the plant, data analysis and UN's review, suggests that the release of over 1.3 million tons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean would be safe if implemented as outlined in the proposal. Concerns have been raised by Japan's neighboring countries and Pacific Island nations who are still dealing with the aftermath of nuclear weapons testing. The main worry revolves around the potential risk associated with titanium, a challenging radioactive isotope to remove from water. The International Atomic Energy Agency stated that Japan's plan adheres to international safety standards and that the controlled release of treated water would have a negligible radiological impact on people and the environment. Deforestation in Brazil's Amazon rainforest has declined by 34% in the first half of 2023, reaching its lowest level in 4 years. Preliminary data released by Brazil's National Space Research Agency, INPE, shows that 2,649 square kilometers of rainforest were cleared in the region during this period, the lowest since 2019. The decrease in deforestation is attributed to President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's implementation of stricter environmental policies. Lula, who assumed office in January, vowed to end deforestation by 2030 after a significant increase in destruction during his predecessor Jair Bolsonaro's term. A collision between an open-tour bus and a vehicle occurred in downtown Manhattan last evening, resulting in injuries to 18 people. The accident took place around 7 p.m. local time, and both buses were reportedly occupied at the time of the incident. Authorities held a news conference stating that it was too early to determine the cause of the collision. Rescuers used ropes and ladders to assist in the evacuation of individuals involved in the accident, while an additional 63 people are being assessed for potential injuries. According to fire department officials, none of the injuries sustained are life-threatening, with most being described as cuts, bruises, scrapes, fractures, and head and neck injuries. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The country is expected to receive heavy rainfall today due to the impact of monsoon winds. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said that it will be generally mostly cloudy throughout the country today. It is said that light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country, while chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning are expected at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The department said that heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is predicted to occur in some areas of Madhes, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces as well. Tonight, the weather is expected to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to take place in some places of the country and there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Currently, the country is affected by monsoon winds. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 21.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda assures addressing demand of energy entrepreneurs. Opposition party CPN UML demands Prime Minister's resignation, disrupts National Assembly session. And South Korea supports Japan's Fukushima water release plan blacked by UN safety review. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.